Sticks, skate trash, meet cute. This time, when they came to take his lunch money, they also tried to take his favorite gray ball cap. Thunder fought back. For that, he earned a black eye and a 2-day suspension notice from the principal's office.
It's not fair!
He sobbed to his parents.
I didn't fight anyone! They fought me!
The fight took place on a Friday, so he had all weekends plus a Monday and Tuesday to stew. By the time he got back on Wednesday, most of the classmates who hadn't participated in the previous beatdown wanted to jump him for getting to miss so much class. It wasn't fair, they said. Why'd he get to stay home for an extra 2 days? He kept his head down and almost made it through the whole day when he ran into the ringleader of the little gang who'd beaten him up. Her normal quartz blue fur looked paler than usual today. Her eyes had bags underneath them, her mane was plastered at the side of her face, oily and unwashed. Her overflowing book bag bowed her back at the middle. Her name was Zoom Zephyrwing, and she looked mad.
Hey, buddy!
She cooed.
How's it going? Enjoy the extra boom!
She screamed the last word in his ear and slammed his locker shut. The combination left him momentarily stunned. He sank to his haunches, blinking back tears. She laughed the way all bigger ponies did when they knew Thunder couldn't fight back.
Oh, can't handle a little thunder.
She flicked him the forehead just below the rim of his cap.
See you tomorrow.
As she turned around, a little bottle of wood glue fell out of her saddlebag. By the time Thunder noticed, she was halfway down the hall and out of earshot. What would he do anyway? Call her back? He wiped the tears out of his eyes and pocketed the bottle. Maybe he could glue her butt to the desk? Or glue her big stupid mouth shut? Or... More tears swam around his eyes. Not here, he couldn't cry here. He was a big colt, and big colts didn't bawl their eyes out in the hallway. From the northernmost exit of Zephyr Heights Technical High School, it was a straight shot to the itty-bitty public park squeezed beneath Zephyr Tech and the Business District. It was embosed into the edge of a cliff face, sitting just far enough down so as to be invisible to any prying eyes in the school itself. Massive LED billboards facing the city screened the park from the other side. In the far corner of the itty-bitty park was an itty-bitty skate park completed with pint-sized drops and a few low but excellently angled rails. When he started high school, Thunder found the thought of taking some pretty mare there after class exciting to the point of distraction. Now, he just sprinted there just so no one else would see him crying. When Thunder caught a rail just right and leapt into the air, it felt like flying. Probably. He was born a few years after all the Pegasi lost the ability to fly. But if he had a guess, flying must feel something like it grinds down a steep rail following up into a 360 tail grab.
Sick.
Skateboarding was all about rhythm. Thunder's rhythm went rail, pavement, bench, pavement, and open area to gather speed. Rail, pavement, bench, pavement, open area, and repeat. He had at least another 5 hours until he lost the light. So with his ball cap cocked at just the right angle to block the sun and look maximally cool, Thunder practiced his circuit. Rail, pavement, bench, pavement, until his brain completely turned off. And he lost himself in the sound of knobby wheels rolling across pavements and the blissful silence of momentary flight before the board smacked down to earth again. Beyond his little bubble of boarding, something moved. He glanced up to see a pony coming along the trail towards the park entrance. He saw a flash of quartz blue wings and a bulging saddlebag, and his stomach dropped. He dipped below a shallow concrete ramp and waited to see which direction Zoom would go. There was a chance she would walk past the park entirely and just leave him alone. But that hope died, as Zoom turned and started down the stairs. It seemed like she hadn't spotted him yet, better to keep it that way. There was only one official entrance and exit to the park. There was the stairs Zoom now occupied. Two of the other sides were cut off by 10-length tall walls. The other side, the one closest to Thunder, was a 20-length drop down into the edge of the business district. He couldn't fly up, so he had to fly down instead. Thunder waited until Zoom was looking away, then vaulted the guardrail. He threw his wings out to slow his descents, angling them so that he fell towards the wall. He shoved his skateboard beneath him, and then he was riding the wall down. The wind whipped at his face. If doing tricks felt like flying, then this felt like crashing. He had just enough time to aim for a soft-looking patch of ornamental shrubs and close his eyes before the impact. Stars exploded in his eyes. His head smacked the dirt. Shrub branches caught his ball cap and ripped it off his head. The plywood deck of his board bowed to the brink of snapping, then shot straight into the air like a spring. Thunder had just enough sense to flinch out of its way when it came back down by his face. Still, it was better and less painful than confronting Zoom again. He laid there for a few minutes until he noticed a police pony trotting towards him, a confused expression on his face.
Are you okay, son?
He called out.
That was quite a wait, hey, wait a second!
Thunder grabbed his ball cap from the shrub, threw down his board, and took off like a light. Dinner that evening was interesting. For the first time in nearly a month, his dad, Hotspot, came back from work in time to sit down and eat with the rest of the family. Hotspot, along with his mom, Songful, sat around in meaningful silence and devoured their dinners the traditional Pegasus way, fast. Thunder took a different, though no less traditional, approach. He pecked at it. When he was finished, Hotspot asked Thunder,
"So, how's school?"
"Fine,"
he replied, around a crust of garlic bread.
"Any big tests coming up?"
"Nope."
"Do any big skateboard races?"
"I don't race anymore, I just do tricks."
Hotspot wilted a little. Thunder wished he would have lied and said yes, but then he would have to feel bad for lying. He would have felt even worse if he had said nothing at all. Why does Dad have to paint him into a corner like that? His dad pointed at the ball cap on Thunder's head.
"Is that a twig in your mane?"
Thunder excused himself from the table and went to play video games. With the headphones blasting equal parts Resident Medieval 4, Zomponi Castle, and Skate Trash Meet Cute, the rest of the world faded into nothing. He bobbed his head as he slashed zombie ponies for Lord Kilgore Monger and a sword-shaped table of knights while singing along to his favorite song, Exasperated Ugh, in A minor. He intoned parts of the song, then threw his voice in and responded to himself in a wavering falsetto. An image of Zoom flashed through his mind. He stopped singing and mashed the Joy-Con's buttons as hard as they would go, but for some reason the slashing and thrashing now felt sad, somehow soft. So, he turned the music up and switched to games.
"Bone Rattlers 12, Viscera Swimmers. That'll do the trick."
The bottle of wood glue lived in his locker for the next few weeks, tucked behind his sticker-plated e-reader and his skateboard. Every time Thunder opened the locker, he'd see the bottle and get a little worried knot in his gut. There the bottle stayed, until one day on the ride home from school that he spied an unusual sight. There in the itty-bitty public park squeezed between ZephyrTech and the business district sat Zoom. She didn't look mad. In fact, she looked downright tranquil. She cradled two thin pieces of wood in her hooves. As Thunder watched, she squeezed a little dollop of glue onto one piece, then laid the other atop at a 90-degree angle, forming a lowercase T shape. He watched her assemble a few more pieces, transfixed by the stillness of it all. A slight spring breeze blew her mane out behind her. Faint music from the city's many billboards whispered synthesized raindrop melodies into the air. She was smiling. He had never seen her smile. He turned his skateboard around and raced back to school at a breakneck pace.
"I'm gonna give her the glue back,"
he thought. Luckily, the school doors were still unlocked. He rolled right through the entrance, past the cool lunch lady who always gave him extra fries, past two tired teachers too pooped to care, all the way up to his locker. He stuffed the glue in his saddlebag, spun around, wiped out, recovered, and took off again. She was still there when he came back, thank goodness. He slowed up and hopped off of his board. Deep breath in, deep breath out. He shouldn't be nervous, he thought. It was only fair. This is what had to be done. He took a few careful steps backwards and waited for a lull in the wind. When it came, he lunged forward and chucked the bottle with all of his might. It sailed in a perfect weightless arc, like a Royal Pegasus mid-flight. Then it dipped, flipped, and caught Zoom Zephyr Wing squarely in the back of the head. She put her hooves up and curled into a ball, crushing the little twigs beneath her taller frame. Thunder didn't have time to see what happened next. He was already 50 yards down the street, pumping the pavements, forcing his knobby-wheeled board into motion, his chest heaving, his mind wiped blank by fear and elation. All he could think about was the ballerina-like arc of the bottle, the way it tumbled like a missile through the air, the sound of it connecting. It felt better than boarding. The following day, Thunder decided to hit the rail on the itty-bitty park's entry stairwell. It was far steeper than anything at the skate park proper, but he was still riding high from yesterday's historic toss and decided he'd practiced enough to try something properly angular. He got a good bit of speeding going on the sidewalk, flaring his wings to help guide him and kick the board up. The actual grind itself was a split second of pure gutless panic, then his wheels hit the ground. His knees bent automatically to catch the shock. He felt himself shift left. His wings compensated and flared right. The pavement layered beneath him, tiny stones waiting to tear at his skin should he fall. But he didn't. He rolled halfway to the skate park on the momentum of the grind before coming to a stop. He stood there for a moment, frozen on his board, and then he let out a whoop of joy. He thrust his wings down and backflipped off the board, landing upright on his rear two hooves facing Zoom Zephyr Wing, balled up in the corner of the park, crying. 1 second, the whole world stopped as she glared across the grass at him. His wings wilted. Fanfare melted in a fear. His heart thudded in his ears. Thunder barely heard himself say,
"No kite today?"
All of her tears evaporated in a white-hot rage. She leapt up with a powerful flap of her wings and charged towards him.
Get out, get out, get out!
He didn't even have time to hop onto his skateboard before she got to him. She got two good swipes on his flanks and hocks before he was able to escape her reach. When he got to the stairs, he chucked his skateboard to the top and followed after it. His wings flapped hard to gain just a little bit of extra speed. Only when he was sure that she hadn't followed him up the stairs did he dare to risk a glance behind him. She stood alone, in the middle of the grass, panting, staring.
What's wrong with you?
He yelled.
This is my spot!
He pointed to the school.
You got your spot, so let me have mine!
Zoom took a single step towards him. That was enough to send Thunder running.
Fine, fine!
He didn't need that itty-bitty skate park. This was Zephyr Heights. There were a dozen other skate parks within gliding distance of the school. It was fine, honestly.
Really?
The first park he went to was called Agonizing Crunch. All the skaters there looked about 10 years older and 20 years more experienced than Thunder. And no pony wore a helmet.
Well, that's very unsafe.
He wanted to tell them what CTE stood for and why, should they all somehow get their ability to fly back, they were really going to regret the loss of balance and motor function. But again, they looked 10 years older and 20 years more experienced. And when he got close, they got mad. So he went to another park, Vanishing Courage. This one had ponies in more sensible pads and helmets, but true to their name, all of his gusto went right out of the window as he climbed an agonizingly long staircase up to the top of the smallest drop-in. He took one look over the edge, almost pitched forward from sheer dizziness and panic, and at that point, what else was there to do but make like his courage and vanish? He managed to actually get on his board and drop into a half-pipe at the third park, Death and Death's little brother. He was actually starting to have a pretty good time riding this pipe back and forth, when a Pegasus half of his age pointed at him and started laughing. That was when he realized that he was in the Death's Little Brother section of the park. And the other section of the park, the one with all the scary vertical drops that he'd carefully avoided while making his way to this pipe, was the one designed for ponies his age. The problem he realized as he ran out of Death and Death's Little Brother with a crowd of jeering foes swarming behind him was that all of these other skate parks were built by and inhabited by Pegasi. They threw caution and their bodies to the wind. He apparently was not a Pegasus, but a big scaredy cat. Once he'd put some distance between himself and the park and the mob of fools, he paused and hopped off of his board. He flapped his wings once and twice. His hooves stayed glued to the ground. He walked the rest of the way home. This story feels like it's set in the early 2000s or something. It just has that old but modern feel, and I love it. Now let's get on to our lovable donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldheart, J Tin Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Crazy Killer 557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Ridesoul, Maverick, Iron Sky, Badass Waffle, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.